We have from the Operational Test Command at Fort Hood, Command Sergeant Major Ken Graham on the line with us once again. Good morning, Sergeant Major.
Hey, good morning, Zach and Jim. How are you today?
We are doing fantastic. Start out, getting any rain yet down that way?
Well, we had a little sprinkle yesterday. We got a competition going on, and so we were praying that the weather would hold off so these competitors could compete in some good weather. So we were very fortunate it didn't hit us too hard.
Good.
Plus, you wanted to get out to the golf course, didn't you?
You know it.
Well, kind of give us a little bit of update. What's going on there at the OTC?
Well, yes, sir. I appreciate you asking. The Operational Test Command is the United States Army only independent test organization. We test various pieces of equipment for our soldiers before they go downrange. But what we've got coming up here the end of April and pretty much the entire month of May is a operation called the Network Integration Evaluation 15.2 at Fort Bliss, Texas. So everybody in Operational Test Command will converge on Fort Bliss, Texas. We'll get a brigade in the field, give them a whole bunch of equipment, and we're going to go ahead and test that brigade in a real-world training environment. So we're looking forward to that test. We do that typically twice a year, but this year we're only going to do it one time. But it's a big event. They had a lot of money going into this one.
Well, Sergeant Major, there's a lot of things going on at the Great Place. Kind of give us the rundown.
Okay, I'm going to break it down for you. So today, for example, we've got the college fair. It's the last day, so family members and sons and daughters need to get out there to Fort Hood. It's at the community members to attend a Fort Hood College Fair to meet and discuss academic and training programs with school representatives from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Soldier Development Center on Fort Hood, right behind the Popeye's restaurant on 761st and Tank Battalion Avenue. It's more than 60 schools, colleges, and universities will be represented there, so it's a great opportunity, and again, today is the last day. Tomorrow, very important news, we have the Fort Hood Purple Heart and Defense of Freedom Medal Ceremony honoring the victims and heroes of the 5 November 2009 incident. And then, of course, we have the Fort Hood Annual Post-Wide Yard Sale, which is one of my favorites. Me and my wife and daughter get out in the vehicle and drive around, and they got a lot of good stuff out there. But that will be from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, April 18th. The event supports the installation's Net Zero Waste 2020 initiatives as the post strives to divert usable items from Fort Hood landfill site and, of course, recycle those items. So that's a great program here on Fort Hood. And we're excited about it.
Hey, let me ask you real quick, back to the Purple Heart ceremony that's held tomorrow. Is this open to the public?
You know, that's a good question. I want to say it is, if you can get on Fort Hood. But, I don't quote me on that, Jim.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you if it's open to the public or not. I do know I had the folks here had to RSVP for that. So that's,
okay. So you might could maybe info at the website. Maybe go to the website, check that out.
Yeah, maybe so. And I can also get back to you. Maybe you can let your folks know later on today or something.
Sounds good.
We'll
do
that. Yes, sir. We'll do.
Well, sounds good. You guys are always busy down there. We appreciate all the great work that you do, and we appreciate you calling and checking in with us.
Hey, and don't forget all our men and women still serving in combat zones and around the world.
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, we have approximately 2,200 soldiers currently deployed worldwide. One of the latest units to deploy was the 48th Chemical Brigade, which is the Army's only deployable chemical brigade right here on Fort Hood.
Really?
And they deployed to Africa to help close out the U.S. Army's Ebola mission out there. So we're really excited for the 48th Chemical Brigade, the Spartan Brigade, and their soldiers there.
Well, again, thank you so much for what you and all our men and women in uniform do for our nation, and thank you so much.
Hey, Zach and Jim, thank you as well for the opportunity to speak to you today.
You bet. We'll visit again from the Operational Test Command at Fort Hood, Command Sergeant Major Ken Graham with this week's Fort Hood Update.
It's 8:35 right now. We want to talk to you.